Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
I want you to go ahead and brag about being child-free and what awesomeness you have going on this weekend. 1-855-BURT-SHOW, 855-237-8746. I didn't realize that we would have children in the studio when we did this break, so it might be a little awkward.
That's bad time. Well, Cassie's the one that said, hey, wanna stick around? Let's make Kristen uncomfortable.
Sorry for caring for the children.
Yeah, so my friend Stephanie is still here. In case you missed it, just a couple of breaks ago, she works for Kimberly Clark, and she just surprised the CEO and founder of Helping Mamas, the Baby Bank Supply of Georgia, that Kimberly Clark is donating 70,000 Huggies diapers to the cause. So that means the Burt Show fam has raised 91,240 diapers, which means we're putting on adult diapers and getting on a billboard.
No worries. It's good cause.
Yes, great cause. But Stephanie has her beautiful children, Sienna and Hendrix, here. Hendrix and Jimmy are BFF. Yes, it's adorable because together they make Jimi Hendrix. Yes, they are here, but we want all the childless folks out there to brag about being child-free and what excitement you have going on, because I came across this clip on Instagram, mm-hmm. and it was Seth Rogen being interviewed by Kelly Clarkson on her show, and the way he talks about he and his wife choosing to be child-free, right, and the reason why they chose this path for themselves.
People describe having kids, yeah, as like brief glimmering moments of beauty amongst a sea of pain. It kind of, whereas not having kids is just... it's just lovely all the time. There's none of that. It's just great all day.
So you want people to call in, yes, and talk about how great their life is without kids. They're couples, yes, decided not to have kids. Tell us about your interesting weekend.
Maybe you're dinks, right? You know what dinks are, right?
Not really.
Dual income, no kids.
Oh, okay.
Maybe you're dinks, okay, or maybe you are just single and loving the single life and childless and love being childless. Whatever excitement you have going on, whatever that you have, like, it's Friday and you already like spontaneously decided to do something extravagant, go ahead. I'm going to let you brag. You rub it in to those of us who are slogging through parenthood, and we're going to be happy for you. We're not going to be jealous. We're not going to be mad at you. We're going to be happy for you.
Here's what I love about this so much is that you guys are probably taking so much crap from your friends going, how come you guys don't have kids?
I know.
There's so much pressure. Your parents, how come you don't have kids? And you're so sick of defending it. You don't have to defend it here. Brag on,
yes,
it. All right? 'Cause it's a pretty damn good life. Tommy gets to get in his RV and go wherever he wants, whenever he wants.
Yep. We do have a dog, so that's a little bit of
responsibility.
Yeah, responsibility we have. But like, two words for you this weekend. Yard sale. I am living the life.
I don't think that's the one to start with.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Okay, I got two more words for you.
Okay.
State fair. The North Georgia State Fair is this weekend.
So wait, so you and you, Tommy, you and Renee are dinks. Dual income, no kids.
Correct.
And your crazy wild weekend consists of a yard sale and a state fair.
Well, we went to the state fair last week. You gotta space out the wildness. You can't have all wild.
We can't do both, Bert and Abby, a state fair and yard sale in the same weekend. That would be crazy.
That's because they're dinks of a certain age.
Yeah, right. But we can make a move at any time. Anything can happen. We have no strings tied to us.
There's something to be said about that, man. You don't gotta line up a whole bunch of kids' parties and stuff like that and put that fake face on. You do what you want. It's total freedom. Good on you, Robert. What's going on?
Well, sorry to brag. My wife and I also don't have any kids, and we have a luggage in our second bedroom ready to go, and usually on the weekends we just pick it up, go on 75, and we say left or right, and whatever my wife decides, that's we're going to end it up on the weekend.
I love this so much. So how often do you guys do this?
Well, it depends on our work schedules, but usually when we don't have a lot of tied up on the weekends, that we usually take up sometimes, you know, once a week, twice a week, depends.
Listen to that lifestyle. So you already have the bags packed, and whenever you want to... And they're ready to go, and whenever you want, pick them up and head on out.
All right, so last time you guys did this, Robert, you guys grabbed your bags out of the guest bedroom, got in the car, you started driving, not knowing where you're going to go. Where did you end up?
Well, my wife usually, when she gets in the car, she's kind of tired, so she falls asleep. So I kept driving. We ended up in Orlando, and when she woke up, and I said, you know, we're in Orlando. Where you want to go? And she goes, can you drive to Miami? And I said, sure. So we ended up in Miami.
Isn't that fantastic? I mean, that kind of freedom is intoxicating.
Renee and I just had a similar experience. I have a new Chevy Silverado EV, and I love driving it. So it was a Friday night a couple weeks ago, and we get in the truck, and we go to the Varsity to eat first. Because we love the Varsity. I know you guys hate it. But then we left there, and we just said, let's go for a drive. And it was like a tractor beam, because you know where I ended up?
Bucky's.
By accident.
Bucky's.
Swear to God, Bucky's.
Yeah. That's...
We were going down these country roads, and I ended up near, like, Calhoun, Georgia. And I was like, what do I know this in this? It was a Daresville. Yeah. And I was like, what do I know this here? Bucky's.
Yeah, that's the least shocking thing we've heard on the show today. Good morning, Kay. You're on the Burt Show. Brag about it. Your weekend free of any kind of responsibilities because you don't have kids.
Oh, my God. What I love is the spontaneity, like the other folks have said. We live in Midtown, so how many times have we gone, like, within 30 minutes of Atlanta United game starting, within, like, a Falcons game starting? It is the best.
Yeah, because you don't have to plan. You don't got to look for a sitter.
No.
Get up and go. Get your tickets and get to the game.
Like that, like not being beholden to your calendar, right? Like, my calendar, my schedule has a chokehold on me. So to have that kind of freedom.
I mean, the joke's on them now, but I remember calling Molly and Joel, and it was 1:30 or 2 in the afternoon on a Saturday, and they were all groggy when they picked up the phone. Ugh. I'm like, dude, what are you doing? He's like, oh, we're not even out of bed yet. It's 2 in the afternoon, man. But now they have a kid. Those days are over.
Yeah.
Hey, Stephanie, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. All right, tell them.
I am married. Mm-hmm. No kids. We are taking our dogs to the mountains this weekend.
Yeah.
We can swim with a creek. We're going away for 4 days with no cell service, and we get to do that whenever we want.
You sure do. It is awesome. You sure do.
Can you hear the pure joy and happiness?
I know, right?
And that's some genuine happiness and contentment right there.
I told you about this dude I met in the Caribbean 1 year. I was on a solo trip, right? And I meet this guy in the Caribbean. I forget what island it was, maybe St. John. And he didn't have kids. He was sailing by himself. And he was telling me that he would wake up in the morning. True story. He would wake up in the morning. It's kind of gross. Would spit in his hand.
Ew.
Okay?
Ew.
Spits in his hand. Hits it with the other hand, right? With his fist. And then wherever the biggest piece of spit went in that direction, that's where he decided to sail to that day.
That's disgusting.
It's disgusting, but it's freedom.
You lost me at spit in the hand.
It's the most Caribbean story you'll ever hear in your life.
That is true.
Hey, Samantha, brag on not having kids.
Me and my husband love golf. And as most of you know, the Ryder Cup is going on right now.
Yeah.
So we both decided to take off today and sit in our pajamas and watch the Ryder Cup.
Good for you.
He's from England and I'm from the U.S. And it's a house divided moment.
Good for you. Good for you. I thought you guys were going to say you were going to play in it.
They might. Nothing's holding them back. And again, we had two children in studio for this entire break. So I just want to let Sienna and Hendrix know you are very loved and your parents have no regrets.
This is The Burt Show.
Kristen, I am feeling sharp right now going into Gen X versus Gen Z trivia. I'm feeling sharp.
Well, I'm feeling dull as all get out. So maybe we'll be somewhere in between.
All right. We, Gen X, going up against Gen Z. Gen X today. Let's try to answer questions that Gen Z for sure would get about pop culture and vice versa. The score is 23-20. Gen Z winning with a final of 25. The finish line is 25. So you guys could wrap it up today.
How about a redemption rule? If we get to 25, you guys have to answer as many rapid fire questions to get to 25, 5 seconds each. Come on.
He's just trying to get in here more often because he gets paid every time he's in studio.
This one doesn't even get me in here again.
He wants this thing to last till 78.
I love a redemption rule.
All right, here we go. Gen X, you're up first. We're going to play a round of Name That Movie. I'll play the iconic intro notes from a movie's theme song or the iconic notes from a movie's theme song, and you guys have to name the movie.
Okay.
Gen X, take a listen and tell me what movie this is from.
Sounds like Mission Impossible-ish
to
me.
Which made me think Spy Kids.
Spy Kids?
That's the only thing. I have never heard that music before in my life.
Yes, you have.
Hey.
Yes, you have.
Is this for our younger Gen Zers? Don't look at me. I'm not telling you anything else.
You just told them a bunch.
Yes, I have.
Go with your gut. I mean, you would know.
Well, that's not Spy Kids. I haven't watched Spy Kids.
This sounds detective-ish.
Yes.
It sounds dramatic.
Yeah.
Movie.
Come on.
A movie.
She said movie. Are you okay? Do I need to do the Heimlich on you?
You know how sometimes when you have sugar and it just like hits you in the back of the throat? It's hitting me in the back of the throat.
Bert is so healthy, he's allergic to sugar.
His body is rejecting it. I mean, it's wrong, but the only thing I have bouncing around this noggin of mine, Coffee McCofferson, is Spy Kids.
That's all we got.
Spy Kids.
All right.
That is incorrect. It is The Incredibles.
I have watched that.
Yeah.
We watched that on Bert's Big Adventure.
I've seen that 10 times, that movie.
All right.
Remember what I said about feeling sharp today?
Yep.
Nope.
Gen Z, the reason I gave them hints, because I think you're going to get this one in the bag real fast. Listen to this song and tell me what famous movie it comes from.
Come on, man. Really?
Ghostbusters.
Oh, I was going to say Beverly Hills Cop. Yes, Ghostbusters.
I am a team of one over here.
Good work, Abby.
Come on. You guys both have kids. I tried to give you a gimme with that one.
The Incredibles and Ghostbusters, I would not put those in the same category.
Well, that's because you're Gen X.
One is a timeless classic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, Kristen, they've got one more, and then this thing is over, and we're losers.
All right, Gen X. What does it mean on Snapchat when little fire emojis appear?
What does it mean on Snapchat when little emojis?
Fire emojis.
It means that people are watching it and loving it.
Not a bad guess.
Doing it.
Fire emojis.
So you're not going to tell us where the emoji exists
when you are sending videos to someone?
Okay. So they think your video is fire.
That's not it.
Is that your final answer?
She's giggling. All right.
So I could be throwing you off just like you did with Elvis that one time. You don't know.
That's the only thing I can come up with is that you're gonna love this. So here's some fire.
Is that your final answer?
I mean, yeah.
Okay, that's wrong. It is when you're on a streak and you and a friend have sent each other videos or photo snaps for at least 3 consecutive days.
Look at them trying to keep you on there, those bastards.
All right, Gen Z, you're at 24 points right now. So if you get this, you hit 25.
Come on, Mikey.
The ball game.
Put us out of our misery.
Mikey's not going to help you. He wants to stay in here. He's not going to help you.
Oiled the cogs in your head. I'm begging you, Mikey.
Cogs are dry today, baby.
In school classrooms, there was a machine mounted to the wall with a hand crank. What did that machine?
That's a pencil sharpener. Yeah.
This is over.
This is over. What about my money?
You guys are the champs.
Congratulations.
Dang it, the super easy questions
you guys got to answer. Because we got to play to the Gen Z because life is too hard.
Do you want to do a rapid fire redemption like Mikey suggested?
Rapid fire redemption. Come on.
I got a bunch of questions.
It'll be fun.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, they won. Okay. When does it win? Congratulations,
yes,
you guys.
You guys won fair and square. Congratulations.
Not if you redeem.
All right, so how does this work? What are we doing?
I'm just going to read you the questions I had prepared for you, and you answer them as fast as possible. I'll give you 5 seconds to answer. If you get it, you get a point, all right? Yeah. All right, Gen X, finish this lyric. I'm going to read you the lyric in my normal voice, and you have to finish it. Hey, I just met you, and this is crazy.
I just met you, and this is crazy.
Here's my number.
So call me maybe.
All right.
She's the one that hid from me in the elevator.
Yep.
Yep, I'll never forget
that. She hid from you?
Yeah, she I was in an elevator. I think it was Tiffany and Eliza at the time, or maybe I was with my kids.
You were with Hollis.
Was I with Hollis?
Yeah.
Yeah, we were meeting Ed Sheeran that night. Mm-hmm. That's right. So we're in an elevator, and... with her, and she hides behind her bodyguards so she doesn't have to say hi to us.
Well, maybe something traumatic had happened right before that.
Maybe she was anxious. Yeah. I don't know.
Sure. Maybe she didn't like you.
Whatever.
That's more
maybe
likely.
You smelled bad. Maybe it was on you.
Could be.
All right, Gen X, a very famous singer starred as Mook in season 2 of The White Lotus. What band is LaLisa, nicknamed Lisa, Manabel from?
Whoa.
Blackpink.
Correct.
Whoa.
Come on, Redemption.
My girl.
All right, Gen X, what is a gentle minion?
A gentle minion.
Gentle minion.
A gentle minion.
Gentle minion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A gentle minion.
It's a minion.
It's a teeny tiny man who is very gentleman.
Yeah. He's a minion in Minions, and he is a gentleman.
Yep.
I'm sorry, that is incorrect. It was a TikTok trend where groups of teens wore suits to see the Minions, The Rise of Gru.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Final question for a final point.
All right, they already lost Redemption, but keep on going, I guess.
What TV show are the Pogues and Kooks from?
Oh, that's Outer Banks.
Correct.
Okay.
You still lost at 23 points to 25.
Booyah.
But now it's less pathetic.
Yay!
Congratulations.
This is The Bert Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It wasn't issued as a challenge, but you are taking it as a challenge.
It felt like a challenge. One day I'm just sitting here minding my own business, and Bert's going on about anxious thoughts or whatever woo-woo stuff he's learning in his retirement haze. And he goes, you know what? I'm going to order you a book. And I know he said it in like a very loving and mentor kind of way, but it felt like a threat. He's like, I'm going to order you a book. And then the next day, all of a sudden, there was a book sitting in my seat behind the mic about how to not let your thoughts control you. And I thought, this feels like homework that I've been assigned. And I was looking at it. It's this book called, what is it called?
Here. I have it.
Yeah.
Because he gave it to me, too.
So don't take it personally. So I bought it for Kristen also. As I've been reading it, I'm like, all right, every overthinker needs to read this book. And everybody in here is an overthinker, including myself.
Don't believe everything you think. Expanded edition. Why you're thinking is the beginning of end of suffering by Joseph Wynn.
It is so good. And I was reading and I'm like, this Abby needs this book.
So you're overthinking Bert sending you a book about everything.
So I already failed the first test, which is probably why he gave me the book to read. And I was sitting there thinking, you know, this would be a really great thing for me to read and it would give us conversation to talk about between the breaks. And we only have, you know, 21 days left of conversation anyway. So I thought, it would
Well, we can talk to each other after the show's over.
I'm not going to talk to you.
Okay.
I'm joking. I'm totally joking. So I'm looking at this book and I'm like, you know what? It would probably be a good idea for me to read it because, you know, you did purchase me the book and it would be a nice thing to do. But I'm sitting there and I'm thinking, do I want to read this book? Why do I want to read this book? How many days do I have to read this book to continue the conversation about this book? And I thought, you know, I figured I would read the book. And I thought I was going to read the book this week. But I'm going to issue you a challenge in response to the challenge that you gave me.
I didn't give you a challenge. I gave you a book.
It felt like a challenge. It felt like a challenge.
I want to get into your psyche why you interpret as somebody gifting you a book as a challenge.
Reading is hard, Kristen, and Abby struggles.
Words are hard, Kristen.
A book that I think if you read could be life-changing. That's not a challenge.
Oh, and you did that with us like back in the day, The Subtle Art of Not Giving an F. You gave that to everybody on the show.
And do you not quote that all the time?
All the time.
You might as well have said, meet me at dawn, we're dueling, when you gave me this book. And so I thought, you know what? I could read this book and give a book report on Friday, and then I didn't pick it up this entire week. So I would like to rebuttal your challenge with a challenge. And I would like to challenge you to convince me to read this book, because nothing gives me more anxiety than the thought of having to pick up this book and ingest it. So give me The Art of the Tease, and tease this book so well that I can't help but not turn on House of Guinness this weekend and read this book instead.
Oh, I did see that too. What is that about, by
It's
the way?
About beer and Louis Partridge, Olivia Rodrigo's boyfriend.
Oh, it looks really good.
It looks so good.
I got to finish Black Rabbit first, though.
So convince me to read this rather than watch Netflix this weekend.
I think this conversation did it for me. It did it for me. I mean, you overthink. I mean, we all overthink things, and we're all going through a very stressful period right now. And I know that I tend to ruminate on a thought, and I can't get away from it sometimes, man. It just takes me in this endless loop of this one thought, right? And I try to attack the stress that's going on in my life or the situation that might be going on in my life in so many different ways that you're the exact same way. And I have had a realization over the course of the last like 3 or 4 weeks with this book and maybe without this book also is that, and you're going to hate this because I know you've got a weird thing with religion and God right now, but I feel like God has a plan. So for me to attack answers to potential problems, I can't outmaneuver or outthink God. So why am I even doing it? Okay. So that was my first thought. And then when I started to read this book, it really is that thoughts and thinking are two completely different things. You can have the thought and not ruminate on it. And it teaches you how to get out of that endless loop of stress, which you for sure need.
See, now that felt like a threat.
And it's an easy read, man. Do you know how hard it is for a guy with ADHD, my level of ADHD, to get through a book? And it's only like 120 pages. And even I'm on page 90.
I'm right there with you. If there's not the promise of a steamy fairy sex scene within 150 pages. I don't typically pick up books either.
All right, Abby, this is coming from a place of love. Oh, all right.
No. I'm so excited to never have to do this again.
This is coming from a place of love. And I'm about to showcase my bad parenting. I'm going to put out there how I'm a bad parent because Bart and I, when it comes to like Jimmy and eating, we have
stopped feeding him.
No, we haven't stopped. We're not starving our child.
But Almond mom, final boss.
I am very much not an almond mom. We need to be better about Jimmy's diet. This is going in a weird place, but just stick with me here, okay? So instead of telling our child what they're going to eat, we have given him too many options. Jimmy has too much control over the eating situation in our home, and I recognize that is on me. Not even my husband, it is on me. So whenever it's time to eat, whether it's lunch or dinner, Jimmy needs options. You can't put something in front of my kid and expect him to eat it. He needs to have options. And you give him, he requests four options. You give him four options of food, and then he will select the one he likes the best. So I'm about to give you four options, okay? And you have to choose which one of these you are going to do, all right?
Okay.
All right. Abigail, you can either read the book that Bert has recommended for you.
Mm-hmm.
You can either go to a doctor and get on anti-anxiety meds. You can either go to a therapist and talk about your feelings. Or
please say drugs. Please say drugs. Please say drugs.
Or you can just sit at home all weekend and drink copious amounts of Savvy B.
Oh, and watch House of Guinness.
And watch House of Guinness.
I choose four. Okay.
I am telling you, it's a really great book, man. And if you are like us and you overthink and you can't get out of that endless cycle of stressing about things because you're thinking so much, this is such an easy read, man. And it is life-changing. I hope you take my challenge.
Well, I'm going to
read it eventually.
I'm taking the challenge October 25th because that's when I have time to do it.
You'll have plenty of time.
Plenty of time.
All right, it's the Bert Show.
It's the Bert Show.
I think Cassie's going to back me on this. Like, before I was a parent, I used to judge parents so much on some of the things I saw. I think the shining example was being at the airport when parents had their kids on leashes. And I'm like, oh, my God, that's inhumane. And now I see parents with their kids on leashes, and I'm like, oh, I get it.
You're a solid parent.
Yeah.
I used to think that about the electronics in public spaces, iPads, tablets, smartphones, whatever. Oh, no, I get it.
Hear me now. The blueprint for parenting is very different than the actual game.
Yep. Oh, yeah. And we were one of those couples who this past weekend, it's a baby in a book.
car. We took our kids to an alt-rock music festival called Shaky Knees. Now, I have a 5-year-old daughter and a 3.5-year-old son, and Kristen had so kindly said that she would babysit our kids so my husband and I could go see one band in particular called TV on the Radio. They did our they didn't play it, but our wedding song is by them. It's called Wolf Like Me, and they were playing, and I'm like, what a cool moment for us to go see this band play our wedding song live. So Kristen and Bart, we're going to have a big play date with the kids. We're going to come over and play with Jimmy. And of course, the kids wake up with snotty noses. And not just like a normal snot, like running faster than Usain Bolt snot, okay? It was pouring like a faucet. And I'm like, we can't take them. I'm not going to bring this upon the Mattingly household. I'm not going to be that person.
So I'm going to have them spread their infection throughout an entire festival.
Yes, exactly.
Come on, super spreader.
Well, first of all, they felt fine apart from the snotty noses. So I want to make that clear. It's not like they were like, weird. They were bouncing off the walls. And it's open air. So I mean,
side.
It's like a runny nose. It's one thing to have that in close contact when you're touching other kids' toys.
Yeah.
It's different when it's open air. So I'm like, you know what? We have sound, like muffling headphones for them to protect their ears. Let's take them to the festival because they like some of these bands that are playing, like the Beaches. We play Blame Brett for them all the time and they love it. So, and that was one of the bands. So we got to see that and that was so cool. But of course,
again, the kids are how old?
3.5 and 5.
Okay.
So I'm walking through, and of course, it's like all these adults, and My Chemical Romance is playing that night. So it's like everyone, not everyone, but there's a very heavy emo goth contingent there, which I'm all for it. I'm like, I want my kids to see every person from every walk of life so that they can be super accepting of everyone, even if that's not their personal style. But I'm starting to be like, oh my God, we were those people. There are drunk people everywhere, and we're bringing our kids to a booze fest. But
I do think timing is key when you see kids in public and at special events. So it's not like you guys had them out like at 10 o'clock at night. Like this, you guys were. It was during the day. You were at the festival during the day.
Even if you're out at 10 o'clock, man. Yeah. I've been to festivals before, especially outside the country, where kids are partying. Not partying, but
kids are doing lines in the bathroom.
Young kids like that are out with their parents at 11:30 at night, man. So, and I think as far as a festival goes, from a guy that's been to a bunch of them, so long as you're on the outer rim of everything, you're good to go, man. Yeah.
Now, if you're in the in the mosh pit, we're going to have a conversation. Yeah. That might be considered child endangerment.
And man, if my kids could have made it, because they love the Black Keys, they played that night. But no, we were there in the afternoon and we were there early, but I was starting to feel this type of way. And then I'm like, oh my God, are people looking at me? Are people judging me for being that person for bringing my kids to a festival like this?
Who cares?
Well, we had looked it up. It's all ages. Kids under 12 got in free. So I'm like, why wouldn't we? If they're allowed to be there, then why wouldn't we bring them there? And why wouldn't we be those people who showed our kids you can still live your life and have fun even if you have kids? And so in my head I'm building it up. I'm like, oh my God, I'm being judged. People are being like, look at these, you know, these parents bringing their kids to something that should be for adults.
You ever
right?
gonna see those parents again?
No, I'm not gonna see those people again.
And who cares?
I'm also one of those people, though, who's very big, like, adults can have their own spaces and it's okay to not have kids at everything. So in my head I'm like, did I make a mistake? I know my kids are safe, but did I bring the kids to a place where adults should be able to do adult-only stuff and not worry about being around kids? But then I started to see the other strollers and the other parents. I mean, with babies, young babies, and older, like, 5, 6, 7-year-olds. I'm like, okay, we're not the only ones. It's good. But then I started to notice something different. And it started when a woman, like, we were sitting down on the grass at Piedmont Park in the shade listening to a band play. And a woman I noticed was right behind me. And I turn around. I'm like, what is this person doing in my space? She's like, your kid knocked over your beer. Can't have mom's beer draining into the grass. And I was like, thank you. And then someone came up and gave my kids stickers that they had hand-painted themselves with the Shaky Knees logo on them. Aww. Like hand-painted art. And I was like, that is so sweet. Thank you. We're walking through a crowd. A woman comes up to my daughter and goes, you're a star. Here you go. And gives her like a handmade star. Aww. And over again, people at this festival were rallying around parents, helping them with their kids, saving their beers from draining, giving them a heads up if a shoe was like too far away from the picnic blanket, they would move it back, laughing when the kids were dancing in front of them, and including the kids in this like concert. And I mean, when you think of like bands that are alt rock, you kind of think of the alt rock crowd, like tattoos, piercing, goth, emo. Not exactly like what you would think would be like, yeah, come on over here, 3-year-old, let's dance.
And they were like that. And it just reminded me that we can build stuff up in our head to think a certain way. And it's not like that. And it was so cool to be part of a community where everyone embraced the parents and was like, yeah, come on and bring your kids too. My kids had a blast. Now, of course, right before that song, the one song we went to go see came on, my son Max goes, I have to go pee really bad and I can't hold it.
And you're like, no.
So
you're in a festival. Let him pee right there.
Well, we spent our wedding song with my husband holding my son in airplane mode above a porta potty toilet, and me with my child climbing over me trying to film it, being like, Hazel, this is an important song. Please stop. I'm trying to film it for your dad. So we missed the one song we went to see. But that's what you get when you have kids.
Yeah, they're good, man.
I do want to thank everyone at Shaky Knees for being so kind. And honestly, like, you restored my faith in humanity a little bit that day.
When Hollis and Hayden were like 6 and 7 years old, I used to take them to foam parties where it was like bring your own Molly, and they were fine.
Oh, yeah.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
What was it like when Hollis and Hayden did Molly for the first time?
They were so overjoyed by the, oh my God, the blues are so blue. The greens are so, I'll never forget it.
It was a great experience. Well, something I'm really excited about in the entertainment world is something that's happening on October 23rd. And it's something that I feel like we've all been anxiously waiting for in this room. No, it's not our last day of work. It's When Nobody Wants This comes out on Netflix with Adam Brody and Kristen Bell. I watched the trailer for the second season, and the second season honestly looks more romantic than the first.
So Amanda and I are just about to doze off the other night, but we got Netflix on, and you know, we try to find something to watch before we doze off, stupid. But she sees the picture of the original show.
Nobody Wants Us.
Nobody Wants Us. And she thought it was the second one. And she leaps up in bed and goes, oh my God, it's out. And then she realized it's the original. That's how excited people are.
That's what Netflix does. Because they're going to make sure the original is back in like a primo spot. Mm-hmm. So you rewatch it in anticipation for the new season, which comes out October 23rd.
I know, I'm so excited. And it's so rare for a second season to outdo the first one. But I was watching this trailer and I don't feel like they're going to fall into that sophomore slump pitfall.
Can I ask you guys a question, something maybe we can do on Monday? And maybe this is a stupid question.
I'm just glad you finally are recognizing today is Friday.
They're all running into each other, Kristen, and they have been for years. Do you guys have Netflix on your phone?
I think so.
Yes.
Do you guys?
Mm-hmm.
On Monday, can we all open up our Netflix? And you know how it says the number one movie in America is blank, or the number one TV show in America is blank? Is it really number one, or is it number one for our algorithm? Mm. So I'm wondering if we open up our phone, if we will all get the same chart.
I've actually wondered that myself as I pull it up, because you'll always have right there, it's like new episode, new release, and then you have like the number ones. And I've always wondered, is that number one for me, or is that number one for everybody?
It says in the United States. And that's what's deceiving. So I'm wondering, is it for us, or is it really number one in the country? Because some of it is so random.
Yeah.
Like, you'll get something from 1997 that all of a sudden is the number one show in America? Nah.
And yeah, for me, when I opened it and I saw Virgin River was like number one, I'm like, that's cool. I like it, but I highly doubt all the dudes on Netflix are watching Virgin River. But what I will say they do is the artwork they show you is different. So like, I would look under my husband's account versus mine, and it would be the same movie, but it would be different art, like to appeal to a female demo versus a male demo.
Shut up.
I don't know if they still do this or if they do it for all movies, but there were quite a few where I'm like, that's different.
Monday, 9 o'clock, we'll spend some time exposing Netflix.
Or proving
them right. Yeah.
All right, Brooklyn Beckham is addressing all the rumors that he and his wife are beefing with Victoria and David. Have you seen these headlines? I honestly saw them for like the last couple months, and I was like, I could not care less if these rich people hate each other or not. But he is coming out and saying that basically there's no feud despite all of these headlines, these salacious headlines saying that Nicola, his wife, and Victoria are feuding for whatever stupid rich person champagne problems reason, and they still spend holidays together.
Yeah, because the rumor was that Victoria Beckham stole the spotlight from her daughter-in-law at their wedding.
Yeah.
But I don't know if there was any truth to that whatsoever.
What I read was, because Victoria Beckham is a designer, she wanted her now daughter-in-law to wear one of her dresses for her wedding, and her daughter-in-law said no, and that's where the fraction started.
And I think some other things happened during the wedding that kind of made Victoria the star. Like someone said Victoria was the most beautiful person at the wedding during a speech, which is just not... The bride is the most special fairy tale princess on that day. You do not compliment another woman that publicly on somebody else's big day.
I was thinking about you when I saw some headlines yesterday that were absolutely ridiculous to me and such a great example of how people just want to stir up crap. And it was Travis Kelce slipped into Meg Thee Stallion's DMs years ago and tried hitting on her, and also hit on her at some festival, and she wouldn't have it at all. And then they were starting to line up different people that he tried to take his shot with that turned him down, and they were like headlines all over the place. And I'm like, he's a big celebrity. He's hanging out with other big celebrities. Why wouldn't you take your shot? Why is it even a story?
It's so dumb.
It's called dating.
Yeah,
like, it's
right.
Like what everybody else is doing, but we have like, he just has a higher echelon of person that he's trying to slide into the DMs of.
Dumbest.
Like, of course he's going to slide into Meg Thee Stallion's DMs. He's not sliding into Abby Murphy's DMs. He's not downgrading. He's going for someone on his level or higher, which is why he got and ended up with Miss Taylor Swift.
Dumbest thing.
All right, for more stories, head to the Burt Show podcast. It's on your favorite listening platform.
Here, Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Are you guys too young to know the reference Gumby? Gumby?
I know Gumby, the green guy. You stretch him?
Yeah.
I only know the thing that you play with, though.
Yeah.
Is there another Gumby?
I look at you. I see Gumby.
I've heard it all.
And, you know, I could see that.
Yeah, yeah. And so you doing these aerial suits, silks as Got Gumby, it's just not going to work for me.
It's not?
Did
Come
it work?
On.
Did it work for you?
Gumby is perfect for the aerial suits. He's built for it.
All right, so Mommy Chula was going to help you with this.
Yeah, well, Mommy Chula, we were on a boat together, and she said, hey, I'm the world's first, she didn't say this, but she is the world's first aerialist DJ, and she said, Mikey, I want to get you up on the aerial silks. You'll be a natural. She didn't say that either. But I was like, I could be the best at the world in this. You never know till you try something.
Right.
So I said, I'll get up on the aerial silks. I might be the best.
Yeah. Just looking at you, I would say it's probably not going to happen.
Come on.
But you don't know. You can't judge a book by its cover.
Come on. You don't know my flexibility skills.
All right. So let's get Mommy Chula on. Hey, Mommy Chula.
Hi, guys.
How you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. All right. So for those that don't know, explain this again. This is amazing. What an amazing way to DJ.
Thank you. Yes, I DJ upside down. I'm on a pulley system. I'm on aerial silks. And we have a full choreography team that we put on a full show. It's like watching an EDM show, but I'm 20 feet up in the air.
Crazy.
And then I come down and I DJ and then I go back up and I perform again. It's fun.
Damn, you should be sponsored by Red Bull.
Awesome. I'm telling you, that's a great, I need you to be my manager. How about that?
So why would you take a look at Mikey and go, oh, I bet you'd be a real natural at this?
Well, you know, I thought it would have been funny, honestly. Like,
what? You gaslight him into getting up in the air.
So I don't.
First of all, I think he is hilarious. So getting him up in the air in the silks doing dancey things was so much fun, first of all. And before we go even further, we have to say how beautiful his toe point is.
Thank you.
I said that to him since day one.
This is not a joke.
I'm not a joke. This is real. Like, he has the most beautiful toe point ever. His arch in his foot is gorgeous. I don't know.
There were several people there. They all commented separately on my toe points. They said, best of the biz.
Is it possible that he could turn this into some kind of OnlyFans thing?
Feetfinder.com is going to recruit you at some point.
For sure.
I got a 10 of an arch.
So I don't know how it went with him when you taught him this. I do know this, though, that Abby was laughing uncontrollably when she saw the video of it.
Someone sent me a video, and I'm assuming this is going to be posted to the Burt Show socials.
Right now.
So it's posted right now. So if you are not driving, if your hands are free, please, for the love of God, go to the Burt Show social media pages. You're going to see Mikey go in all kinds of crazy positions, like the happy baby position where his legs are completely spread and bent up to his shoulders.
I was doing that. I was doing the spider. Okay. He's doing all kinds of stuff.
It should be noted he's wearing his girlfriend's leggings in this post.
Yeah.
And I didn't know until I put them on that they have like a see-through cloth on the side. So all my leg hairs were like pushed up against his stupid tights. Because Mommy Chula told me that I needed tights or something. I was like, she said, bring your tights. And I was like, I don't have tights. So I had to steal some from my girlfriend.
Like every guy would have a pair of tights. Hey, don't forget your tights.
I think she probably meant like a pair of fitted boxer briefs.
I don't have fitted boxer briefs either.
No. When you're doing aerial silks, and for people who don't know what aerial silks is, it's where from Circus Olay, the silk things that look like sheets, don't use sheets, that hang from the ceiling. So that's what he was doing. And you can't have skin on that silk because you can get silk burn. And so when I told him to bring, he was like, okay, I said, wear sweats or something, but just not loose. Because when you go upside down, you could show your butt, you know, so they can come off. And then he brought in those leggings from his girlfriend with the see-through on the side. Oh my gosh, I almost peed my pants because it was so hilarious.
Some of these positions are right out of the Kama Sutra that I'm looking at right now. I'm not entirely comfortable with it, but my God, my man. My God.
Do I look good up there?
Yeah, you look like Pinocchio.
You see those dirt points?
He did great, guys. He really did. He was such a good, I was like, do one more. The one he didn't like was the spider, and that was close to his man part.
I see that.
It really splits you in half there.
But I do see that you do have that toe point thing going on, man.
I'm pretty good.
And I'm wondering if that was just the tension that was going on that was making your toe go like that.
It's possible. It could have been the tight leggings, too.
My favorite position she puts you in is the one where you're kind of doing an airplane situation with your leg up in the air. You're doing like an arabesque.
Yeah. Well, she was telling me to pose, and that was the hardest part. Posing is tough to do, seriously.
All right, Jackson, you got some observations?
Yeah, so I went there to support my boy Mikey here and film this entire endeavor.
You did it. You went there to laugh your ass off at him.
I went out of my way for this. And you guys all have the right image of like thinking about Mikey up there. I was like, there's no way he's going to be able to do any of this. And so I especially was nervous when they were doing their stretches beforehand. And this guy, it looks like he's never stretched in his entire life.
I haven't.
It's so true.
It was crazy. Like he had no idea how to even like bend down and like even attempt to touch his toes. But then once he got up there, I was like, wow, he's actually doing pretty well. I will say he has zero finesse. So any of like the flair of like having to like point your hand over and look like, you know, pretty and elegant up there was completely lost on him.
That's what I'm saying. The pose is the hardest part.
But he got the moves down.
I feel like the definition of, hey, he's doing pretty well just means you haven't broke your neck yet.
Yeah. So it's a success.
Yeah. The videos are funny.
He was great. He was great. Thank you, Mikey.
Thank you, Mama Chula.
The videos look really, really funny. You should go check them out on all of our socials right there. Mommy Chula, if people want to see you hang upside down while you're DJing, where can they do that?
Well, I do a lot of private stuff, so I'm going to find something new. But if you want to try this, come to the Artist Asylum gym, and you can come try it for yourself. Try the aerial silks yourself.
And the good news is you can't do any worse than Mikey.
Yes, you can.
So you got that going for you.
Here, Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.